Support for this Supercell conversation comes from ZipRecruiter. Tired of sending job applications into a black hole and never hearing back? When you apply for a job on ZipRecruiter, you can choose to get status updates that let you know when your application has been received and viewed. If you don't get the job, ZipRecruiter lets you know so you can move on to the next opportunity. That way, you're in control. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to get hired. To find a job you love today, download the top-rated ZipRecruiter job search app on iPhone or Android, or get started at ZipRecruiter.com/Supersoul. Supersoul Conversations is supported by Third Love. This holiday season, give yourself the gift of a perfect-fitting bra with Third Love. Third Love creates bras that are super comfortable and look great in sizes AA through G, as well as their exclusive half-cup sizes. Go to ThirdLove.com/Supersoul now to get 15% off your Third Love purchase. That's ThirdLove.com/Supersoul.
I'm Oprah Winfrey. Welcome to Supersoul Conversations, the podcast. I believe that one of the most valuable gifts you can give yourself is time. Taking time to be more fully present. Your journey to become more inspired and connected to the deeper world around us starts right now. She was born in 1961, the youngest daughter of Byra Louise Whittlesey and Jack Hemingway, the eldest son of literary lion Ernest Hemingway. Marielle was the baby of the family, with two older sisters, Muffet and Margot. Despite her famous name, growing up was anything but glamorous. Life at home was volatile. She recalls many nights watching her parents drinking and arguing. At home, the Hemingway family dysfunction escalated. Marielle's sisters both struggled with alcohol, drugs, and mental illness. In 1996, Margot's life was cut short after she intentionally overdosed at 41, just one day before the anniversary of her grandfather Ernest Hemingway's suicide. Seven family members would take their own lives. It became known as the Hemingway curse. It is what led Marielle, a mother of two daughters, to set off on her own spiritual journey, hoping to find answers so she and her girls would not suffer the same fate. Marielle says it was yoga and meditation that saved her life and led her to find love with Bobby Williams. Bobby is a former Hollywood stuntman, extreme athlete, and all-around health nut. They met through mutual friends 5 years ago and had an instant connection, which evolved into a shared spiritual practice centered on their love of nature. I couldn't imagine a more perfect setting for a conversation with Marielle and Bobby than here, amidst the natural beauty of a Maui mountainside.
I'm so excited to have you all here.
No, thank you.
Thank you so much for having us here. This is a great place. Thank you. Great space.
You know, often, we all know this, that spiritual challenges are really what define our character. That's how you get it. And the daily decisions that we make often to choose love or to choose fear really define, you know, who you're going to be in your life. You have had enough challenges to plenty of spiritual challenges.
Well, I think here's the truth. I think we all have incredible spiritual challenges.
Yeah.
And I also believe that you know, we all have a story and we need to tell our story.
Yeah.
And we need to get it off our chest. But once you've told the story, it's time to move on and create a new story.
But your story, coming from a family of dysfunction, suicide, seven suicides, that's a pretty powerful story.
Yeah.
And you've said that your family is your karma. What did you mean by that?
Well, you know, I really think the heritage of being a Hemingway, it's a big name. It carries a lot of weight. Mm-hmm. And I think with that comes tremendous creativity, love, you know, fame, whatever. But also with that comes the opposite, because I think with darkness, there is light.
Yeah.
And so that darkness is that mental illness, that mental instability, that insecurity.
Yeah. That. So in spite of, or maybe because of your family's history with, you know, suicide and addiction and mental illness, you made a decision, which I think is the number one spiritual choice that people make. It's a decision, right?
Make a choice
right. To find a better way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But I wouldn't have been able to find a better way had I not really addressed my fears, you know? I really, I mean, the movie that I did, the documentary, is called Running From Crazy, which is really what I felt like I was doing my entire life.
Running from crazy because you were trying
Because I was trying to, like, you know, I was afraid that I was going to wake up one day and be
crazy.
I really thought that, you know, this is something
contagious.
In my it's in my blood, you know, everybody says it's genetic, what is it, you know, and so you worry. But now, having really dealt with the story and the issues and the 7 suicides and the mental illness and, you know, all the stuff and the addictions in the family, I know that by living the life that I choose to live, which is a mindful life, you have to be very conscious and aware. You can't just put it on cruise control. You have to be conscious every moment. But when I live that way, and it's my choice and it's my joy, then I know I overcome anything, any mm-hmm. obstacle. But it took me to have to go through it. It took me to be afraid. It took me, you know,
you were going to end up like that.
Oh, yeah. I was worried when I was raising my girls. I thought when my sister killed herself, I actually thought, oh, no, I thought it was like the baton being passed to me. It's my turn.
Wow.
You know, she's gone. Now it's going to be my turn. And here's the horrible thing about worrying you're going to go crazy is you're not going to know you're crazy. Like, you're going to just wake up and be in a hospital and you won't even know you're there.
But you could see it with other family members. Could you not see it?
I could see it. But then I started to piece together why. What were they doing? How are they living their life? Massive amount of addiction. There was a lot of pain that wasn't being dealt with. So what do? We take something, you know, we're trying to self-medicate mm-hmm, mm-hmm. through alcohol and drugs and whatever mm-hmm. they were doing. And I started to realize, oh, wait, I don't have to do those things. That's my choice. I actually have the power here to make different choices in my life. Now, I'm not saying it might be the sole solution for somebody else, but for me, those choices, why running with nature is such a powerful statement of how lifestyle can create balance.
And so every time you'd reach an age where somebody else in your family, had killed themselves, I'm sure you would think, now is it going to happen?
Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh. Oh, absolutely. There was always that fear. And now I don't, but I have to tell you right now in my life, I never fear that I'm going to go crazy. I actually love myself. And that was a huge, big, walloping, you know, dark hole that
What does that mean to love yourself?
Because, well,
you
know,
every spiritual practice talks about loving yourself. Or what does that mean?
It means that you get up and you enjoy who you are. You actually go, wait, I like me. I like the choices I make. I like the things that I don't like. Do you know what I mean? I like the things that are foibles and weird and I have too high a voice, but it's funny and whatever.
And you reach that point in your life. I know Indy Arie talked about this a lot when she was on, about not trying to live your life defined by what other people
expect. That's exactly
expect.
Right.
That's when you know.
Living through the eyes of somebody else.
That's
will
the
kill
big
you.
One.
Well, that's
yeah.
the, what's that's one thing when we did get together, I noticed, you know, right away.
What'd you notice?
I said, quit thanking people. You don't have to thank anybody. They didn't do anything for you. Mariel was constantly looking at everybody else like, you know, they helped me. I'm like, you know, you help yourself. You know what the greatest metaphor for her
was? But you're supposed to thank people.
Well, not
you don't
that
mean
way.
In a polite
thank
way.
You
like, just told me to say please.
That's true. Yeah. If you asked a question, she would thank you. It was like way over the top to the point where she felt like she was obligated to have to thank everybody.
But also, I used to apologize all the time. Sorry.
Yes,
sorry.
I've been around people that do that. They say, I'm sorry for...
And you're like, why?
They walk through the door, and they say, I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Oh, because you were... What do you apologize for? Because you were standing there, and I should... Yeah. What does that mean when you're doing
well,
that?
Well, and that's
feeling
the thing.
Less
that's
feeling,
that's
less
feeling insecure about it, not liking you, trying to make yourself small. You know, when I started to step into my own shoes, so to speak, you know, when I started to fill in my body, I started to go, oh, I'm okay. So loving yourself is it's more than giving yourself a cup of tea. It's more than going to the spa. It's saying, I exist and I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Beyond okay.
You know, when she was a guest on Super Soul Sunday, Iyanna Van Zandt said that we all have generational patterns, those unconscious behaviors that we inherit from our families. And you were able to break free. I want to know how specifically. And it didn't happen overnight, obviously.
Oh, no. I seem to be a slow learner.
Literally, that's why you did the documentary. You were running from crazy.
I was running from crazy.
And then you decided to...
Shift. but it wasn't one cathartic moment. You know, I'm a slow learner. Mine is like slow and plodding gets the job done.
Yes.
I mean, I was just, you know, because when I started knowing that there was something different about my family and knowing that you don't, you know, you make that choice, I'm not going to be like them. So you run far away from how they were. And so I thought that I was doing all the right things, eating certain ways, and I've eaten every way.
Yes.
An outside solution.
Maybe that'll be the answer.
Yeah, and if I eat that way and I exercise this way.
Maybe that'll be the answer.
Yeah. But then you realize, no, I am the answer. I have the answers.
Yes.
But it's getting to the point, which took me many years, to trust that my answers were were fine.
Yeah.
And they were not only fine, they were perfect for me.
We'll be right back after a short break.
Support for this Super Soul Conversation is provided by Audible. Along with the latest bestsellers, you'll discover a wealth of motivating titles. With the free Audible app on your mobile device, you can commute while listening to inspiring insights and advice from many Super Soul guests, like Mastin Kipp's Claim Your Power, David Brooks' The Road to Character, and Gabrielle Bernstein's The Universe Has Your Back. Hear powerful personal accounts from Elizabeth Gilbert in Eat, Pray, Love, Jill Bolte Taylor's My Stroke of Insight, and Shonda Rhimes with Year of Yes. You can also access the Audible exclusive Promise Me Dad from former Vice President Joe Biden, which tells of a year that would forever change both a family and a country. Millions have already discovered the transporting power of Audible. For a limited time, you can join Audible for just $4.95 per month for your first 3 months. Offer ends December 31st. Go to audible.com/supersoul or text supersoul to 500-500 to get started.
So we spend so much time on Supersoul Sunday talking about the necessity of a spiritual practice and what spiritual laws mean in our life. You'd have not just the idea of why we should lead a spiritual life, but how to start it.
Yeah. Well, our big belief is that it's everything you do. It's not just, it's not just meditation, which is an unbelievable thing.
Yeah.
It's about how do you wake up in the morning? Do you breathe? Do you have good thoughts? You know, it's from the moment your eyes open, it's making your life a mindful practice.
Yeah.
That's really what it's about.
Yeah, I love where you said every day is an opportunity to find ways, big and small, to transform our lives and to grow spiritually. So that's the way you look at it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, the word inspire, that's one of my all-time favorite words, right?
Yeah, I like it too.
So it's inspire, spire, the Latin word, right? Inspire, so it means spirit. And so inspiration is basically the relationship between two souls, right? What you're breathing in and breathing out, sort of like the trees. What the trees breathe out, we breathe in.
Yeah.
How sacred is that? How profound is that? And so these are the things that Meryl and I look at when we say, well, if we pay attention to that, that's the amazing stuff. Those are the gifts.
So you call the book Running with Nature because you believe that running with nature is your sacred connection to all that there is. Correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Nature is not, it's not about running, just in case you were wondering.
Talk about the pantheist thing about you.
Well,
you
growing
kid.
Up, I, and he, this is something that we shared when we first met each other, is that the outdoors was such a place, that's where God was, or is.
Yeah.
And that's where I made connections. And I really believe now, coming full circle, you know, being a woman now and knowing that, you know, we learn from what's around us.
Yeah.
The simple
things. But hadn't you like gone through lots of paths searching for God?
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
I mean, I think I always, here's what I think. I think I started knowing God.
Yeah.
And then I went on this search, reaching out, thinking that everybody had an answer to where God was and what was going to solve all my problems outside of myself. And then you come full circle and you realize, wait a second.
You finally came home.
I'm my teacher. Mm-hmm. I'm the connection. But it's about being conscious of everything around you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's about being conscious that we're here and that we're tangible beings and that we feel and we touch and we smell and we take in nature. And those things make us feel God.
One of the things that I love about what you all have written is that we spend so much time on Super Soul Sunday talking about the need for spirituality, connection to it, which you're never separate from it because you're a spiritual being, but the awareness of it. And a lot of people don't know the how. the how right. to be connected. And I think that what you do with Running with Nature is offer the how, beginning with a daily ritual. Now, you know, I have a daily ritual, and I never thought of it as a spiritual practice. And my daily ritual, I think, is the same as yours. Yeah. Yours is tea?
Yes.
Mine is tea. People yes. think a daily ritual means you have to, you know, right. wake up.
Chant.
Chant, you know, the sun, do, you know, 12 yoga positions, which that
well,
is
no,
also
that's
true.
Part of, that's yeah. part of a tradition, and that can be part of it, but it's really like how you wake up. I mean, I love to go in the kitchen in the silence. Boil the water, put it in a beautiful pot.
Yes.
Put, you know, I love jasmine pearls. I love the essence,
oh, yes,
the smell,
I do too.
You know, and it's
yeah.
just that, I think ceremony and ritual creates mindfulness.
Yes. And I love what you say that, and I never thought of it this way before, but now that I've heard the words through the book, that a daily ritual is a way of saying, I am voting for myself. I'm taking care of myself. I love myself.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. And yeah. we both take time in the morning. It's like we separate. We both take time.
I can't wait to get out of the house. As soon as I wake up, I'm like, yeah, got to get outside. Got to get outside. I grab the dogs, jump in the car, and take off right to the top of the mountain. I love
Watch
it up
the there. Sunrise.
I mean, I'm fortunate enough to be able to do that. Yeah, I'm a sunrise guy. I love getting up first light and, you know, taking my time with my day. And
the dogs love it.
Oh, the dogs.
Oh yeah.
yeah some...
I love this taking the time with the day because I want by the time we finish today, Super Soul Sunday, that people have specific things that they can do to begin a spiritual practice.
Absolutely.
And you say it's everything from looking at what you have for breakfast
Absolutely.
To looking at the person you're living with, your spouse.
It's Absolutely.
It's all of
well,
that.
Well, it's everything. I mean, our relationships, I mean, first and foremost, our relationship to ourselves is, you know, we honor that.
And so just beginning with that, just taking the time to allow yourself to approach the day with a sense of ease is the beginning of a spiritual practice.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then I love what you all have. Do you do this every day? You have, everybody's heard of the life review, which, you know, we've heard that that's what happens in the moment of death, the life review. I've actually talked to some people who've, you know, experienced NDEs, near-death experiences, and everybody always says the life review is different. But you do a daily day review.
A day review. Well, and interesting that you say that about a near-death experience, because
yes.
in some ways, I always think of being present and life and spirituality is that, you know, being present, there's always a death of a moment. Every second, there's a death of a moment, and there's
yeah.
there's the birth of a new moment.
Oh, I never thought
so
of it
when
that way
you do a daily
that.
Review, it's about looking at your life that day and being... And making peace with it, because
yeah.
sometimes, you know, we make mistakes. We
yes.
have relationships, and we are harsh with each other, and sometimes
and
it's about
yourself,
reviewing yourself.
Did I accomplish what I wanted to do today?
Did I accomplish what I wanted to do? Was I kind? Could I have done something differently?
Yeah.
Could I have made different choices in the way I eat, the way I move, the way I communicate with my loved ones, with myself?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's about all those relationships.
And then every night you sort of, or do you do this in the morning, you set an intention for what you want to happen the next morning?
I
or
do.
The next
I
day.
Do it the night before.
Yeah.
I visualize. I take a picture in my mind of how I see the day
mm-hmm.
to create the intention of I will have a loving day. You know, things are going to be, I'll feel abundant, whatever it is, whatever you need.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to have this wonderful time with Oprah and we're going to have a great connection. And see,
we're going to have a wonderful time here on the mountain.
And honestly, when I do that,
mm-hmm.
I wake up to that day, to the feeling of that day,
yeah.
the beauty of that day.
I love that you say the more experiences we have with things that are real, the less false we become. Can you talk about that?
We believe that reality is what you've created here. So we connect to that. That's what's real. And inherently, we're connecting to ourselves, right? If we're connecting to nature, because we are nature. We believe that man's sort of become this innovative catalyst. You know, he thinks he's smarter than nature, which is a huge oxymoron, because how could you be smarter than yourself?
Yes.
Right? So this is where we
are nature.
Right.
Exactly.
So this is
yes.
where we fall down. Now, I love, you know, technology, and there's some great things we're able to get here. We flew
yeah.
here, and there's great things. We just have to be mindful that not to let that supersede this.
Yes.
This is the most powerful thing we can connect to. So that this is our reality.
So
know?
Yeah, so one of the things that you probably, you know, that people would like to take away is that it's about knowing when technology is there to serve you.
Yes.
And knowing when it's actually working against your life, against your spirit. So turning it off, you know, at a certain time at night, it's just like, I'm done with that. I'm done texting, I'm done this, you know, and we actually turn the power off to the internet so that it's all,
and boy, the silence
Whoa. That is created.
So you don't even
that.
Have the little hum thing going.
No.
Nothing's going
and
on.
And boy, no. when it's off, you're like, wow. And it's not that you detach from it, because it's fun.
It's
we love our Twitter and all that stuff. It's
yes.
all good. It's yeah. fun. They're tools. But it's knowing when those tools are running you.
Yeah.
Instead
I think it's all good when it's in service to the greater good.
Exactly.
Yes. You know, because we all tweet on Sunday mornings and everybody's talking, like right now I'm tweeting, talking about yeah. what we're talking about here. So you say it's about really finding a way to live a simpler life that is in rhythm with nature. What does that mean if I am living in the middle of, you know, Manhattan or Dallas or?
Right. Well, we say, you know, our belief is everybody, you know, sunrises and sunsets happen every day, everywhere.
I know.
You know,
so
I mean,
you find a place.
Even in the city.
New York, Central Park, come on.
Central Park,
the piers, just the piers.
It's so funny.
Up on the Upper West Side.
Get to the river. I mean, it's as much as, you know, find out where your local farmers markets are.
And yeah. then, how about our six doctors? Dr. Air, Dr. Sun, Dr. Water, Dr. Nutrition, Dr. Exercise, and Dr. Rest. They're available 24/7. We can
There's
all tell
that things. Philosophy that we have Dr. Air.
Dr. Air, Dr. Sun, Dr. Nutrition, Dr. Exercise,
yes.
Dr. Rest. And what was the other one?
Dr. Water.
Dr. Water.
Dr. Water.
There's a lot of water here.
Yeah, a lot of water here.
But you see these guys 24/7, right?
Yeah.
365 days a year.
Yes.
They're free.
And you don't have to go to the
They're
person
available.
In the white coat.
And truly, that's our belief system. I mean, we not only do
that?
We believe that,
I'm
we know it,
it
to be true.
Yeah. Right. And who's more powerful than the sun, the air, and the water? And how sacred are those things? If we pay attention to it, it's awareness
well,
to that.
I know,
so that's spirituality.
That's why I live here.
Yes, exactly. But that's spirituality plugged into your real life.
Yes.
We'll be back in a moment.
Support for today's Super Soul Conversation comes from Squarespace. If you're ready to launch your new business or passion project, why wait until the new year to get started? With Squarespace, create a unique website to showcase your work, blog, or publish content, and even sell products and services in just a few clicks. And you can really customize your online presence, from look and feel to settings and products, using beautiful templates created by world-class designers. Best of all, it's all optimized for mobile right out of the box, with nothing to install, patch, or upgrade ever. Though if you do have a question, Squarespace's award-winning 24/7 customer support is there to help. Don't leave your dreams in the dark. Make them shine bright with Squarespace. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code SUPERSOUL to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com, offer code SUPERSOUL.
I love where you say at the beginning of Running With Nature, our motto is to live your life and forget your age.
Absolutely.
Because you believe that age is more about habits and choices and lifestyle.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
And in the book, you talk about the number of days you've lived rather than the number of years.
Yeah.
And that gives you a whole new perspective on things.
18,250, I think you mentioned that now, right?
Yeah. And there's 86,400 moments a day. And those are moments that you can make different choices. You can make better choices for yourself.
That's how many seconds
in a day.
When you think that the average lifespan, you know, you get your 28,000 days and that's it.
And that's it. And how many of those? How many
of
those?
Something. Yes.
But it's about being
according to the CDC,
of those
the
days.
Average American lifespan is 78.7 years, or 28,745 days. Get you 28,000. That's under 30,000 days you have.
That's right.
You got to get to 36,000 days.
It's all the way all about it. But it's so true, and we believe that's about belief systems.
So it's really about how do we maximize our less than 30,000 days, right?
Absolutely, it has to be that. I mean, look at this place. There's so much to do here. There's not enough hours in the day for me to go out and play. That's how I look at it.
Yes. I think one of the things that you all talk about so well is that everybody has to find their own adventure. You have to know that your life is an adventure, but find your own adventure. Speak to that.
It could be learning how to dance. It could be learning how to play a musical instrument. It could be so many things. It could be art. There's so many things that are
everybody's adventure is different. But that's the beauty about what yeah. we're trying to yeah. say one is that you're an individual.
One of the things you suggested in the book is trying a new vegetable or fruit every week. I go, God, guys, is there that many new ones to try every week?
But yeah, go in your garden.
Yeah.
I love my garden. But that's not exactly an adventure.
But you're saying open yourself to
But for some people,
open yourself to new.
And for some people, that might be an adventure. You know, if they don't, you know, and some people will walk around their neighborhood.
Try kale. Try the dinosaur kale.
There you go.
Dinosaur kale is pretty cool.
I think everybody's adventure, everybody's inspiration is going to be different.
Yes.
So it's not about rock climbing or jumping out of planes or
yes,
doing all that stuff. For him, it is.
For you, it
For
is.
For me,
yes,
I do some of that. Yeah. But then, you know, sometimes the adventure is to, you know, sit in the meadow and just be still.
For me, it's nature.
Yeah.
I find
me.
God in nature.
Me too.
That's how I connect to myself. For me, it's nature.
Absolutely.
For me, it's the silence because you can absolutely feel and are part of the stillness here.
Absolutely. And that stillness really is your connection to God, to whatever.
To all that is.
That's us. That's us. We love that. We love that you think that.
What did you learn about each other in the process of running with nature?
A lot.
Like, he taught you how to laugh and play.
Yeah. And coming from the background that I grew up in, I honestly did not know how. I'm reading this too.
I'm thinking I really don't play hardly at all. There's no playing going on.
Being silly is something, you know, it's a way of life for me.
Being serious
is something you have to do until you get to be silly again. I cannot stop. This is the most serious I could be is what we're doing right now.
Really?
This is
he
hard
literally
for me.
Taught me how to play. It is one of the greatest gifts I've ever been given.
He taught you how to play.
Because, you know, I raised my girls and, I thought I was being a good mom, but I was a clock watcher. I was like, okay, we're at the park for another 15 minutes. And I pulled over to see something.
She's like, no, we don't have time. Time for what? Let's go. I saw this horse. We got to go take a picture of the horse. No.
And then I started to realize, where do I have to be, and why do I create rules around? I started to become aware of how I'd been programmed and how I was raised. You know, I was also a caretaker of my mother who was sick as a child.
Yes.
So then when you do that, you sort of lose, you know, and it's not like, oh, poor me, it was taken from me. It was the role I played.
Yeah.
But I did not know how to play.
I love what you had to say about laughing out loud. You never think about laughing as a spiritual practice. But, you know, we now LOL people all the time. But I was thinking that if you could really laugh out loud at least once or twice a day, your life would
change.
Because laughing out loud, doesn't it just change?
Oh, it changes
your vibration. It changes your vibration.
Everything.
We laugh so much.
We will laugh so hard that he cannot
drive.
And he's a stunt driver. So
the first time I had dinner with
something for a stunt driver.
I had dinner with Meryl. The first time we had dinner together with a friend. Meryl and I laughed so hard that I got to the point where I thought that I was going to die. You know, when you laugh that hard, you can't breathe. And I thought that if I got up from the table, I might fall over. But if I stayed there, I might not stop laughing. I didn't know what to do. It got to that point. It was the most insane laughter I've ever had. My stomach hurt.
What were you laughing about?
I think we were laughing at each other.
We just laughed. I mean, Didn't you think
going on here?
Yeah.
But that's also a connection to love.
Yeah, that's a connection to love. I want to talk about some more spiritual practices. Love more.
Yep.
That's profound. Meryl loves love.
I love love.
She is love. I mean, she really is. She gives so much space for love. It's unbelievable. She holds space for love. That's what I think Meryl does.
Yeah. Love more.
Yes.
Find a way to love more no matter what.
No matter what. No matter what.
But how do you love more? How would you say we begin to love more?
Just become aware of the choices that you're making in your everyday and everything that you do. Mm-hmm. You know, acts of kindness, small stuff. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter if you hold the door for somebody. Mm-hmm. Smile.
Yeah.
You know, say hello. Make connection.
Gary Zukav says that real soulmates are spiritual partners, and spiritual partners are partners for together who are equals for the purpose of spiritual growth. Do you think you've grown?
100%.
Absolutely.
I've gotten so much from Meryl, and Meryl's gotten so much from me, and together we created something else. It's like there's three different relationships going on at the same time with the two of us. You know, and it's amazing. It's just amazing. And there's some connections that I make for her that she couldn't make that seem impossible, and vice versa. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
And you say happiness is a choice. So what are the steps that we all need to take to get there, do you think?
You know, we take ourselves so seriously in life. And when I started to realize that I was so, you know, I was controlling and I was scheduled and
really?
I was really anal. Okay, so I'm a little still. Okay, so just calm down. Don't say anything.
There's a time she used to be. Yes.
But it's about knowing that about yourself.
But was there a time for you where it seemed impossible to be happy? I mean, really. I think it's interesting that now you can talk about it. You can write about it. But was there a time when it seemed impossible to be happy?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think that's where I relate to so many people out there that are in that dark night of the soul.
People who are joyless, depressed, stuck.
Depressed, stuck.
Because you've been all those things.
Absolutely.
So tell me this. What do you want people to get from this?
We want people to, as we say in the back of their book, we want them to find their own life. Find the life that inspires them.
Find out what you love and do that.
Eat the food that nourishes your soul, but be connected. Find your simplicity.
So sleep deeply, live in silence, breathe in life, drink pure water, find your adventure, practice kindness, laugh out loud, inspire others, eat real food, and love more. That's the essence.
It absolutely is.
Yeah, that's the essence.
How perfect is that?
How perfect is that? Now, do you all do all those things?
Yes, we do, actually.
As often as we possibly can.
Yeah.
You know, it's called life. It's not 30 or 60 or 90 days to your best life. Life is a lifetime. Go out and live it, you know? Find out what it is that you love and do that. Everybody's got some gift, you know? It's not supposed to be you do these things and this is how it goes. It's whatever your life is going to be. Go out and explore that. Find that. Whatever it is.
What is the soul?
My soul. Mm. My soul is a place where I live in silence. Mm. That's my soul.
And I think my soul, no, I know my soul is my connection to God. My soul is my God connection. It's where, you know, being is.
And what's your definition of God?
Nature.
100%. I think we all agree on that one.
Yeah. What does prayer or meditation mean to you? Do you do both?
I do both. I think I pray and then I meditate. Or sit in silence. Mm-hmm. And prayer is an honoring. It's a voicing of your intention mm-hmm. for me. Mm-hmm. It's about laying out the groundwork for my gratitude. Mm-hmm.
Where do you feel most at home or at peace?
Nature is definitely a big part of it. Meryl and I have discovered feeling most at home and most at peace together. Meryl gives me space to be myself when we're together. It's sort of like we're still our separate selves. We have this space. It's really, really wonderful. There's an ongoing joke that Meryl and I spend more time with each other than we do by ourselves. And it works.
True.
And it works.
It's true. I think I feel most comfortable. I mean, I feel comfortable when I'm really present and in my body. And it's new for me. You know, I'm no longer running, so
running from something. Crazy, yeah.
I'm running with, and running with myself, kind of running with the present and being, and like Bobby said, it's the first time I can honestly be with somebody, be wholly myself, and yet share space and God, it feels good.
This is a spiritual partnership, I can tell.
Yeah.
And Gary Zukav's definition is a partnership between equals for the purpose of spiritual growth.
Yes.
And what's so interesting is a lot of people figure that out along the way, but you all knew it from the beginning. You certainly were aware instantly.
Yeah.
That this is somebody I can grow my life with.
Well, it's, you know,
can be more, because that's the only way you can be fully 100% yourself.
Absolutely. And it's when, I mean, there was a recognition, and it's more than chemistry. It was, oh my God, this person speaks my language. Oh. And he can see me. Mm. And I've never felt seen. Mm. Sorry.
I love that. I love that. What's the lesson that took you the longest to learn?
Being present. Being present. That was a hard one. I mean, to not be thinking about what happened in the past in order to be worried about the future, you know, to just be here. Mm-hmm. To be here was the most difficult lesson, and it manifests itself in weird ways. So, but I think that when you have those moments, you know, it's always, I think finding balance and finding presence every day is always a challenge.
Yeah, that's the biggest
But when
lesson.
You do it, it's like, that is, and time expands.
And every day you get another chance to get that right.
Exactly.
Because you're never fully
present. Because you have 86,400 moments
yes,
to do it.
Yes, 86,000 opportunities to be present every day. I thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for the time. Thanks for coming to the mountain up country.
No, thank you.
Thanks for the up country adventure.
I'm Oprah Winfrey, and you've been listening to Super Soul Conversations, the podcast. You can follow Super Soul on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. If you haven't yet, go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Join me next week for another Super Soul Conversation. Thank you for listening.